So I'm talking this morning about a clean slate. So I think being that it's the new year, I think a clean slate is really a good idea. How about you?
Yes.
I like that we cleaned this place this Saturday. It feels so good. I can't wait for you to be in. So a clean slate requires each one of us to listen to our thoughts, to listen to our thinking and to what we say to ourselves. To have a clean slate, new beginnings, we have to learn what beliefs need tending to. That's where a clean slate comes in. We have to know where the mess is. Today, we'll be checking in with ourselves, checking in with our beliefs and how our thinking has created our reality. And we begin to do this with a crisp $100 bill. Ta-da! You say, how does a crisp $100 bill have anything to do with a clean slate? Well, you're going to have to pay attention. In the prosperity classes that I have taught, this is a great tool. It's a great tool to challenge people about money beliefs, allowing the beliefs to surface when we come out with a $100 bill. I want you to just kind of think, what does this mean to you? A clean slate asks us to check in with our thinking and what beliefs we're holding about money or about anything. Our beliefs define us, so it is very beneficial to bring to the surface what we continuously think and believe about life and who we are. So everybody take a breath. $100 bill. See, I believe a clean slate opens the door to expanding us into greater possibilities. So let's begin with this $100 bill. Okay. So imagine now that I'm handing you this crisp new $100 bill. Would you want it? Now, if you were in this room, you'd all yell out, yes. Pick me. Probably so. You all would want it, yes?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Alan. So if I crumpled it, you'd still want it, right?
Yes.
Okay. If I put it down on the floor and I stomped on it a number of times and I put it down there and I really stomped on it and I got mud all over it, you'd still want it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Because no matter what, it's still worth $100. And sometimes in the class, I'd rip it in half. That would just still good. All I have to do is tape it back, go to the bank and say, oops, accident. No matter how it looks, it still has value. It has this, it's worth the same as it was when it was brand new, crisp, $100 bill. That's the way God sees each one of us. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, we go through challenges, we go through struggles, no matter what. And sometimes we feel like the crumpled $100 bill, don't we? Worthless, hurt, angry, soiled. Truth is, we never lose our value, just like the $100 bill. No matter where we've been, no matter what's happened in our life, no matter what people told us or we believed about ourselves, our value never changes. I think this is a very important thing to to realize when we're trying to express and experience a whole new clean slate. We never have lost our value. Everybody breathe into that. No matter what you've been told, no matter what you've done, no matter your belief about yourself, you will never lose your value. Your value has been placed in you by your Creator, God, Spirit. No one, no event, nothing can take our value away from us. Same value. Nothing can take our value away from us. Oops. Except maybe what we tell ourselves. Or when we repeat old hurts, or when we dredge up the past and we bring the past events into this moment as if it's just taking place today. Our thinking determines our value. Everybody breathe into that. Our thinking determines our value. What was your first thought when I brought the $100 bill out? When I showed you this $100 bill, what did you think? This is a church, why is she flashing money? I thought of that one on my own. Or did you think there's good for me and I ought to have it? There's good for me and I ought to have it. See, it's up to each one of us to choose to awaken to our own spiritual magnificence and to discover our value. You're valuable. I'm valuable, no matter where I've been or what I've done. The power of our thinking expands our possibilities and opens the door for our greater good. Everybody breathe into that. All healing is at the level of our mind, at the level of our thinking. Our thinking creates first. Hear that? Our thinking creates first. Yeah, but I did this a long time ago. And I'm sure everybody knows it. From these beliefs, our results show up in our lives. As we believe, so shall it be. Now, we hear that a lot in our movement, in our philosophy. Living from a clean slate means we watch what we say to ourselves. And it's very important. My question for you today is, how do you wish to move forward in this new year? Are you willing to change your thinking? Are you willing to step out every day in faith? Are you willing to claim there is good for me and I ought to have it? There is good for me and I ought to have it. Are you willing to challenge old beliefs that no longer serve you? Living from a clean slate means we do exactly that. Change your thinking, change your life. Now, this is also one of our tenets. Did you know, up until 1950, experts said that no human being could go past the 4-minute mile. It could never be broken. Until Roger Bannister refused to believe it. He said, that's not true for me. And he trained and he broke the 4-minute mile. Now that was in 1950. But since then, over 1,500 runners have broken that belief that experts had set a long time ago. The barrier was in their belief. A clean slate opens each and every one of us open to greater possibilities. Where is it that you believe that you are stuck. It's only a belief. A clean slate opens us to possibilities. When we tell ourselves it can't be done, we limit our life by our limited thinking. I don't know about you, but I've done that. I used to, when I first came here, I used to be scared when I'd get out here to do a talk. Until finally I realized if I told everybody, this is the best talk I've ever given. You believe it. And so do I. So let's keep the doors open to new ideas, new possibilities for us. It's up to each one of us to say no to any kind of negative thinking, to call ourselves on it. Fractured dreams, fear-based thinking isn't placing God's center in our lives. When I used to walk the creek years ago with all of this negative thinking, I'd put my left hand out and I'd say, okay, God, take this. I no longer want to believe this about myself. I did it over and over and over again until finally it wasn't a belief I held anymore. It's time to wake up, and as we cleaned up this room, clean up our thinking, to awaken to new dreams. It's time to weave a new reality in every aspect of our lives. There are beautiful, sacred dreams hovering over each and every one of us in the ethers of time and space, waiting for us to say yes to it, waiting for us to open to the greater possibilities. What's hovering over your life? I am open, I am receptive to the good that is desiring to manifest in my life. I am open, let's think of this together. I am open, I am receptive to the good that is desiring to manifest in my life. Are you willing to claim that for you? Name it and claim it, makes it yours. In Mark 11, Jesus was talking about what we should do when somebody does us wrong. I really like this. And he said, forgive them and let it drop, leave it, let it go. You know, that's what I tell Bodie, my dog. If he finds something and he's like, I know he shouldn't even touch it. I said, let it go, leave it. And boy, he stops. We need to learn to say that to ourselves. Notice the principle. Drop it, leave it, let it go. Drop it, leave it, let it go. Drop it, leave it, let it go. It's easy to get offended, but not with a clean slate. Drop it, leave it, let it go. Let God fight your battles. Give it to God. Drop it, leave it, let it go. God has something greater for you, greater for me to experience. But we have to drop it. We have to leave it. We have to let it go. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Today is a gift from God and it is filled with possibilities. Special for you. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter if you feel crumpled. It's there for you. Drop it. Leave it. Let it go. See, when we're filled with new ideas, when we're open, when we have a clean slate, everything is possible. I invite each one of us to stay focused on something that is greater good than what we might be experiencing right now. Let's focus on the possibilities. Something good is just around the corner for you and for me. There is good for me, and I will have it. I'd like you to say that this morning. There's good for me, and I will have it.
There's good for me, and I will have it.
Just wait. This room will be full. Thank you, God. We want to thank God in advance for the good that is desiring to come into our lives. And our job is to vacuum, to sweep, to mop the surface of our belief system. We give thanks in advance for the goodness of God is always desiring to work in your life and to work in my life, here and now. Everything that we desire to take place in our life is available. So let's take a moment and turn to prayer, to open that door, to a clean slate within each and every one of us. Yes?
Yes.
So if it's comfortable, just gently close your eyes, knowing and accepting that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-guiding presence. It is that life that lives within me. It is the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know to be true in my life, and I absolutely know it's true in your life. That there's an infinite wisdom, an infinite grace, and a presence that supports each and every one of us in clearing and cleaning a greater way of expressing this life today and every day. No matter where we've been, we open to the clean slate, the mind that is open and receptive to a greater sense of self-love, self-acceptance. I'm knowing and accepting that where there is a need for a healing, that the miracle-working power of God is awakening within you and renewing and restoring and awakening within your loved ones and bringing a greater sense of unity and harmony within your hearts, knowing that with God all things are possible, and knowing that if there's pain there, that we be lifted up above any pain, above any discomfort, above any doubts or fears. And we allow the goodness of God to awaken within us and to hover around us so that we can claim it and accept it greater this day than ever before. And so I'm knowing and accepting that the mystery and the miracles that are desiring to be expressed and experienced in your life are mighty and powerful. And we clean away any old beliefs that no longer serve us, so that we can claim and accept that there is a power for good, and it is working for me, and it is working for you. This is what I know to be true. And so much more than what I can even say in words is already taking place right where you are. And so I just release this, my powerful word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Ask and you shall receive. And in this moment, we ask and we're open and receptive to the goodness and the gifts of God. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.